Hello, can you hear me? Great. Good morning. Great to be with you.
大家早晨好，非常高兴能够来到这里。
Always excited to be with you. I love the way that you worship here.
我非常喜欢大家这里的敬拜，所以非常期待能够再次来到这里。
I can feel God just lifted up and loved in this place.
我知道神在这里被高举，神在这里被爱戴。
So today we want to continue the two-session series on Israel and Palestine.
然后今天我们上一堂课已经讲过了以色列和巴勒斯坦，然后今天我们继续这个主题。
Last week we talked about the situation from the Israeli perspective.
上个星期的时候，我们从以色列这个角度讲了一下这个战争的状况。
And today we want to talk about it from the Palestinian perspective.
然后今天我们要换一个角度，从巴勒斯坦的这个角度来谈。
I learned Arabic from Palestinian teachers.
我从一个巴勒斯坦的一个老师那边学了阿拉伯语。
And I've traveled 4 times through Israel and Palestine.
然后我在以色列和巴勒斯坦之间有来回去过4次。
So I have some experience of the situation there.
因为今天讲的不仅是书本上的道理，而是我亲身的一些经历。
But let's start with some history.
首先，我们跟大家来讲一下历史背景。
We need to go back several thousand years.
你要回到几千年之前。
The land which we now refer to as Israel and Palestine has been inhabited and occupied by many people over the millennia.
然后在这个几千年当中，我们现在所说的以色列和巴勒斯坦这个地区，有被很多的国家和族群占领过。
And here you can see a list of them.
然后你从这里可以看到，这一个名录。
On the left-hand side. Modern Gaza on the left is on the left-hand side of the map.
然后现在的这个加沙地带哈，现在你是在左边这个图上面可以看到那个加沙地带。
And this is the place that the ancient Philistines occupied during the times of Kings David and Solomon.
然后这个其实是在那个扫罗王和大卫王和那个所罗门王他那个时期是在非利士人居住的地方。
And the giant Goliath who David killed was a Philistine.
然后那个大卫所杀的那个巨人哥利亚，他其实就是个非利士人。
The Philistines, along with the people of Israel, were taken into exile by the Babylonians in 587 BC.
然后在公元前的587年，然后非利士人呢就跟以色列人一同被巴比伦人他们掳走了。
However, the Philistines lost their unique ethnic identity and vanished from history by the late 5th century BC.
但是这个腓力士人呢，他们是在公元的前的五世纪末的时候，他们就失去了自己的民族身份哈，就也许是通婚啊，或死亡啊，怎么怎么，他们就是从历史当中消失了。
So the Palestinians of today are not the descendants of the ancient Philistines.
所以现在的腓力士人，他们并不是现在的巴勒斯坦人，他们并不是几世纪以前的腓力士人的后代，他们没有血缘关系。
The Philistines never returned to Israel, but the Jews did.
然后腓力士人他们消失了，他们就并没有回到以色列巴勒斯坦这个地区，但是犹太人他们却回归了。
And there they lived under the domination of other powers.
他们当时回去的时候，那个地方已经是在其他势力占领的地方了，但是他们依然会在那边居住。
In 130 AD, the Roman Emperor Hadrian renamed Judea as Syria Palestina.
然后在那个公元的135年，当时就有一个罗马皇帝叫那个人叫什么名字？Hadrian.然后他就把这个耶路撒冷这个地方呢，重新叫了一个阿利亚加比多连。
He hated the Jews and he wanted to erase Jewish history.
因为他当时是非常痛恨，因为罗马以色列人总是起义，所以他非常痛恨犹太人，他想要把犹太人从这历史当中完全抹除掉。
So the name Palestine was first used by the Romans as an insult.
所以他当时就把以色列巴勒斯坦，以色列这个地方，它是犹太的一个行省，然后把它改名为巴勒斯坦，他其实是要对以色列人的一个侮辱。
By the 3rd century AD, the land of Israel had become a Christian-ruled land.
然后在公元的30世纪的时候，因为一个罗马皇帝，以色列当时是在一个就是在基督教的统治之下。
Many churches were built there, and a Christian community has lived there for many centuries.
然后就有很多的教会被兴建起来，然后很多的那个基督徒的社群在那边兴建起来，然后基督徒就在那边住了很多个世纪。
But the Jews also continued to live there.
就是基督徒开始在那边居住，但是那边还是犹太人啊，他们依然住在那里。
Sometimes the Jews were a small, in small numbers, 10 or 15% of the population.
有的时候他们的占人口总人口比例是很小的，就是大概10%, 15% 的样子。
But at other times, the Jews were the majority of people living in the land.
但是有的时候他们人口比例又会比较多，哈，生的孩子比较多，然后变成60%的样子。
And then in 637 AD, Palestine was occupied by the Islamic invasion from the Arabian Peninsula.
然后在公元的637年，当时阿拉伯人他们穆斯林他们从阿拉伯半岛开始入侵，然后他们入侵到占领了这个巴勒斯坦这个地区。
Muslims claimed that Muhammad had gone on a visit to Jerusalem in a miraculous journey some years before.
就是按照穆斯林的说法，就是他们在进入到巴勒斯坦这个地区之前，穆罕默德他们的尊崇这个先知，他们在进入到这个之前的话，他也在一个奇妙的旅行当中曾经来过耶路撒冷这个地方。
So as a result, the golden dome of the rock building was built on the Temple Mount.
所以说，你现在看在以色列的圣殿山上，它就有一个伊斯兰他们所建的这个金圆顶的岩石清真寺。
And the nearby El Aqsa Mosque was built, and this became the third holiest shrine of Islam.
然后之后的话，在这个金圆顶的岩石清真寺后面，他又建立了一个阿克萨清真寺。然后这整个这个地区呢，他们就是被穆斯林认为它是他们的第三大圣地。
So now Jews and Christians and Muslims were all claiming Jerusalem as a holy city.
所以先开始是什么犹太人，然后之后是因为一个罗马皇帝变成基督徒，然后现在是有一个穆斯林，他们都认为耶路撒冷是他们的圣地。
And so Islam would rule the land of Israel, Palestine for nearly 1,300 years.
然后伊斯兰他们在耶路撒冷他们统治大概1,300年。
And due to heavy taxation on Jews and Christians, many converted to Islam.
然后因为他们伊斯兰他们是抽税是很非常重的，因为这个严重的税负，所以很多的基督徒很多的犹太人他们就皈依了伊斯兰教。
And these became the Palestinian people.
然后他们就是现在的巴勒斯坦人。
Under classical Islamic law, the world is divided into two parts.
根据伊斯兰他们的经典，他们伊斯兰教法，然后他们把世界分成两个部分。
There is the House of Islam or Dar al-Islam.
然后他们是一个伊斯兰之家臣服之家。
And these are the places where Muslims live in authority and Islam rules politically.
就是在这个伊斯兰之家呢，穆斯林他们是处于一个权威的状态，然后伊斯兰是掌权。
The other place is called the House of War or the Dar al-Harb, which is the places where Muslims do not rule.
然后穆斯林掌权的地方，他们称为他穆斯林之家。那么世界上其他的这些地方呢，他们就把它称为战争之家。在这个地方，穆斯林不掌权，伊斯兰不统治。
The Quran teaches that the only acceptable religion is Islam.
然后根据古兰经它的教导，唯一可以接受的宗教信仰就是伊斯兰教。
And they are told to fight until all of the world has submitted to Islam.
然后他们古兰经的教导就是古兰经教导就是你必须要战斗，直到所有的人都皈依于伊斯兰教。
And the teaching of most Muslims is that once land is occupied by Muslims, it can never be handed back to non-Muslim rule.
而且根据伊斯兰的教导，就是你一旦征服了这个土地，原来不是你的，你现在征服它了。这个土地一旦被你征服，你就永远不可以再归还给别人，就是你的了。
Of course, not all Muslims believe this teaching.
当然不是所有的穆斯林他们都遵循这个教导。
But radical groups like Hamas do believe it, and they're working towards it.
但是这种激进性的这种组织，比如说哈马斯，他们就对此坚信不疑，而且在为此来努力。
Muslim opposition to the Jews began in the life of Muhammad.
然后穆斯林他对于犹太人他们的仇恨是起源于穆罕默德的一生。
He moved from Mecca to Medina in 622 AD.
然后在公元的622年，然后当时的穆罕默德他是从麦加，然后就去了麦地那这个地方，都在沙地阿拉伯那个地方。
And when he arrived there, he found that there were three major Jewish tribes living in the town.
然后他搬到麦地大那个地方的时候，就看见那个其实当时有三个犹太人的部落居住在麦地大这个地方。
And he expected that they would accept his claim to be a prophet of God.
然后他穆罕默德他是期待这些三个犹太的部落能够接受他作为先知的这个身份。
To further this claim, he had the Muslims face Jerusalem for their prayers.
然后这个穆罕默德他为了就是做达到这一点呢，他要求所有的穆斯林他们在祷告和叩拜的时候，他们是要面朝耶路撒冷来去叩拜。
This meant that the black shrine, the Kaaba, was in Mecca, was behind their backs.
也就代表他先前来的去那个麦加，他那边建了一个黑色的圣坛，就是他们在去向耶路撒冷叩拜的时候，那个麦加的黑色圣坛就是在他们身后。
And then he began preaching.
然后就开始对他们进行教导。
In the Quran, it has stories of about 20 Jewish prophets.
然后在古兰经当中也有记录大概二十多名犹太的先知的故事。
In his earliest preaching, Muhammad's attitude towards the Jews was very affirmative and constructive and confirming.
然后你在古兰经一开始的时候，他对犹太人的记录其实好的，是正向、积极的，有建设性的。
Here are some of the verses.
然后下面就是有一些相关的经文。
The Jews are the people of the book.
他说犹太人是有经典的民族。
They have a privileged status.
他们有特权。
And they have a law and a clear way to follow.
他们有律法，他们有一个非常清楚的道路去遵循。
And the Jews should judge themselves by the Torah, by the Old Testament.
犹太人他们应该根据他们自己的摩西五经、妥拉来对自己进行判断。
However, the Jews quickly realized that Muhammad was not a prophet.
但是犹太人就非常快地发现到穆罕默德他其实根本就不是一个先知。
So they began asking him hard questions.
所以他就这个犹太人就开始对穆罕默德提问一些非常难解的问题。
And Muhammad felt embarrassed and he didn't like this.
然后穆罕默德就觉得很羞愧，然后他不喜欢他们这样跟他提问题。
They also refused to join his military raids against other Arab tribes.
然后这些犹太的部落呢，他们也拒绝加入穆罕默德他们对其他阿拉伯的这些军事攻击，他们不要加入。
But the Jews had good relationships with these tribes.
因为那个犹太人，他们跟当地的阿拉伯的那些部落，他们其实是有很好的关系的。
But Muhammad needed the money from these raids.
但是穆罕默德他是需要去对人家突袭啊，来掳掠那些人的钱。
And he wanted to spread his religion by forcing these Arab tribes to sign treaties and to submit to Islam.
然后他就想要通过那个让这些阿拉伯的这个部落要跟他去签一些协约，然后去妥协于伊斯兰教，以这种方式来去散布他的宗教信仰。
The Jewish rejection of his message meant that the Quran, the teaching in the Quran, became more cautionary about the Jews.
因为开始犹太人开始对于这个穆罕默德的教导是有这种拒绝和抵触的情绪，所以古兰经对犹太人的记录从开始是正面的，然后开始变得是小心谨慎的。
It said that some Jews were good and some Jews were bad.
然后他在古兰经当中说，有些犹太人，有些人是好的，有些人是不好的。
The good ones were the ones who supported Muhammad.
那个好的就是那边支持穆罕默德的。
The bad ones were the ones who didn't.
那些不好就是反对他的。
It also says that Christians were better than the Jews.
他也说基督徒比犹太人要好。
And that they wanted to lead the Muslims astray.
但是那些犹太人想要把那个穆斯林引入歧途。
Eventually, Muhammad began to accuse the Jews of opposing his cause.
然后开始穆罕默德就开始指责犹太人要反对他的这些进程。
He claimed that they were conspiring with the Arabs against him.
他说这个犹太人联合这个阿拉伯的部落一起来反对他。
And so his teaching about them became hard and negative.
所以他的这个对犹太人的评论开始变得是这种反对的这种情绪变得更加的强硬。
And so the final teaching, a lot of verses show this animosity towards the Jews.
所以你再看古兰经，它到后面的那些记载当中，对犹太人这种敌对的情绪就越来越明显。
The Quran tells Muslims not to have Jewish or Christian friends.
然后那个古兰经说，你作为穆斯林，你不可以有犹太人或者是基督徒的朋友。
It says they should fight against them and subdue them.
你要跟他们永远的战斗，你要去战胜他们。
And it calls the Jews monkeys and pigs and the worst of humanity.
然后他说犹太人是猪，是猴子，是人类最糟，是在最糟糕的人类。
and they will go to hell.
他们必下地狱。
So you can see the change in Muhammad's teaching depending on how the Jews responded to him.
看穆罕默德，他对犹太人教导不是一致的哈，取决犹太人对他怎么样的回应，他的这个口调、口是语调是在改变。
In the biography of Muhammad, that's, and in the Hadith, there's even more detail about his attitude towards the Jews.
所以在穆罕默德他的的那个传记当中，还有在他们的圣训哈迪斯当中，就记录了更多的穆罕默德对犹太人的仇恨。
One time, he told the Muslims, "Kill any Jew that falls into your power."
然后有一次他在古兰经当中就教导他的穆斯林，只要任何的犹太人落入到你手中，你就必然要杀掉他。
He also sent out death squads to kill the Jews and others who criticized him.
他也派一些敢死队哈，就是任何来去指责他的犹太人，你都要把他杀了。
He also protected his followers who killed the Jews.
但是那些投靠他的，然后杀犹太的人呢，他就去保护他们。
He also acted against the Jewish tribes.
他也对那个当时在那边的三个那个犹太部落开始对他们有这种敌对的情绪。
Within 5 years of Muhammad's arrival in Medina.
然后在麦地那那个时候，穆罕默德去了，在五年之内
，Every Jew had been exiled, enslaved, or executed.
然后那个犹太人在五年之内，所有犹太人，要不然被流放了，要不然就是被处决了，要不然就变成了奴隶。
One day he ordered the Muslims to behead between 600 and 900 Jewish men.
有一天，他就要求他的这个穆斯林人，在一天之内，他们把一个犹太部落的600到900个人的头砍下来。
And all of their women and children were made slaves.
然后这些男人他们的妇女和他们的小孩就沦为奴隶。
And he prophesied that at the end of time, Muslims would fight against the Jews.
然后他也在这里预言，在世界的末了，然后穆斯林和犹太人要战斗。
And the rocks and the trees would call out to the Muslims.
然后就连地上的石头，然后就连树都会对穆斯林大喊。
They would say, "There's a Jew hiding behind me, so come and kill him."
那个石头说的我也说，哎，有一个犹太人躲在我后头，过来杀了他。
So this animosity towards the Jews is something that's built within Islam.
所以说，对犹太人他这种根深蒂固的仇恨，就是在伊斯兰当中都已经缔结了很多年了。
Over the centuries, Muslims have often persecuted the Jews.
然后，上下几千年当中，然后这个穆斯林总是在迫害犹太人。
There were rulings requiring Jews to wear special distinguishing clothing.
然后他们有特别的规定，然后犹太人必须要穿有特别标记的衣服。
And Adolf Hitler picked up this practice during the Second World War.
然后希特勒他就沿袭了这个做法哈，在第二世纪当中，第二世界大战当中，他也要求犹太人去佩戴一些犹太之星。
But at other times, the Jews and the Muslims live side by side in peace.
当然，在其他的时候，犹太人还是和穆斯林还是可以和平共处的。
People from other nations began to move into Israel and Palestine.
然后其他国家的人呢，他们开始迁移到这个巴勒斯坦以色列这个地方，开始居住下来。
Some of them were Christians who dated their families back to the very first century.
有些人他们是基督徒哈，然后他们的那个祖先可以上追溯到公元一世纪。
Others were the descendants of Muslim invaders from the 7th century and afterwards.
而记不记得从七世纪的时候，穆斯林开始去进攻那个巴勒斯坦以色列这个地方，然后他们的那个人就留下来，然后他们的后代住在这里。
By 1800, the Muslims were nearly 90% of the population.
然后到了1800年的时候，穆斯林占总人口比例的89%。
Christians were 8% and Jews were 3%.
然后基督徒占8%，然后犹太人占3%。
Then from the 1800s, Jews began to move back into the land in large numbers.
然后在1800年之后的话，犹太人就开始大量的去迁移到耶路撒冷、巴勒斯坦这个地方。
And you can see the figures with the changes during by 1890.
看1890年的时候，这个人口比例就有改变。
By 1945, the Muslims had fallen to 60%.
然后到了1945年的时候，穆斯林他的这个人口就大量的下降哈，到了60%。
The Jews were now 31%.
然后犹太人是31%。
And the Christians 9%.
然后基督徒是9%。
And so the ancient hatred for Muslims towards Jews was reignited.
所以这种古老的这种穆斯林对犹太人的仇恨又被重新燃起。
But disputes over the land weren't the only reason for the fighting.
当然对土地上面的这个争执其实并不是他们战斗的唯一的理由。
Here's the comment from a famous Muslim preacher.
这是一个非常的那个穆斯林的宣教士他的说法。
He said, if the Jews left Palestine to us, would we start loving them?
他说犹太人如果把巴勒斯坦还给我们，我们会爱他们吗？
He says, of course not, we will never love them.
当然不会，我们永远不会爱他们。
The Jews are infidels. Allah says they are infidels.
永远不会爱他们，犹太人是异教徒，真主阿拉说他们是异教徒。
They are enemies not because they occupied Palestine.
他们是我们的敌人，并不因为他们占领了巴勒斯坦。
They would have been enemies even if they did not occupy a single thing.
他们什么都不占有，他们依然是我们的敌人。
Our fighting with the Jews is eternal, and it will not end until the final battle.
我们跟犹太人的战斗是永恒的，直到最后的大战，永远不会结束。
We will fight, defeat, and annihilate them until not a single Jew remains on the face of the earth.
我们会打击、击败，然后歼灭他们，直到最后一个犹太人都被我们赶尽杀绝。
The Quran also says that Islamic victory is inevitable.
然后根据古兰经的教导，伊斯兰的他的胜利是注定的。
Allah always fights on behalf of the Muslims against their enemies.
然后他们的真主阿拉总是会为穆斯林而战。
And it tells them that if they fight Jews and Christians, then the non-Muslims will retreat. They will run away.
然后这个可兰经教导，如果你穆斯林去跟犹太人去跟基督徒打仗，那么非穆斯林呢，他们就会撤退。
So when the Israeli army defeated a much larger and better equipped combined Arab army,
然后但是这个以色列他们以寡敌众，然后他们打败了更就是数量更大、装备更精良的这个阿拉伯联军的时候。
The Muslims were astonished.
这个穆斯林吓坏了。
They thought that they would always win.
因为他们的头脑当中，穆斯林必胜哈。
And at the end of each war, the Palestinians lost even more land to the Israelis.
每次这个阿拉伯人跟这个以色列打仗的时候，巴勒斯坦都会失去更多的土地。
As a result, 1.5 million Palestinians live in refugee camps in the West Bank and Gaza.
因此，然后150万的那个难民呢，他们住在那个加沙地带，还有约旦河西岸的难民营里。
They're also in Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, and Iraq.
他们也住在约旦、叙利亚和黎巴嫩的难民营里。
And I've visited some of these refugee camps.
我曾经去过这些难民营里头去探访那些难民。
The Palestinians realized that conventional warfare would not defeat the Israelis.
然后这个这个巴勒斯坦人呢，他们知道这个传统的战斗方式对他们无效哈，他们总是打败。
So they formed a variety of political and terrorist organizations to fight back.
所以他们就去组织了一些各种各样的这种政治和恐怖主义的这些组织来进行反击。
These groups fought against each other as well as fighting against Israel.
但非常可笑，这些组织之间也会自相残杀哈，但是他们一致对准以色列，以色列是他们共同的敌人。
The Arabs love a good fight.
阿拉伯人喜欢打仗。
But at the Oslo Accords in 1993,
但是1994年的这个奥斯陆协议当时签订了。
The Palestinian Authority agreed to stop all terrorist activity.
然后当时的巴勒斯坦的那个权力机构他们同意要去停止所有的恐怖主义活动。
And for the first time, a Palestinian group recognized Israel's right to exist.
然后在第一次历史上，第一次巴勒斯坦的组织承认以色列作为一个主权国家的存在。
But they withdrew this recognition in 2018.
但是在2018年的时候，巴勒斯坦从这个协议当中撤出。
The Palestinians engaged in intifadas or uprisings.
然后这个巴勒斯坦人开始去起义，开始去做各种各样的那个反以色列活动。
These included labor strikes, military action, and suicide bombings.
他们包括罢工啊，他们包括军事行动啊，还包括采用那种自杀性爆炸的袭击。
And the Jews responded with violent incursions into Palestinian-controlled areas.
然后每次这个巴勒斯坦地区有这种爆炸或者是这种反抗的时候，然后以色列他们的军队军方呢，他们就会暴力侵入巴勒斯坦。
They arrested the people and destroyed infrastructure such as roads.
然后他们就会把他们的这个肇事者逮捕，然后去毁掉他们的道路这样的基础建设设施。
And the Palestinians who were arrested were tried by military courts, not by civil courts.
然后他们逮捕的这些肇事者呢，他们就会直接把他移交到军事法庭，而不是民事法庭。
So there was no way they could appeal the sentences.
但军事法庭对你进行裁决了以后，你没有办法上诉。
So the Palestinians feel very much prisoners within their own land.
所以那个巴勒斯坦人觉得他们自己像一个露天监狱一样被关在那里。
In the first Palestinian, I've lost the page. In the first Palestinian elections in 1996,
在1996年的时候，巴勒斯坦举行了历史上第一次的选举。
The Yasser Arafat became the president, and his secular Fatah party formed the government.
然后亚瑟·阿拉法特他变成了以色列不是巴勒斯坦的第一届总统哈，然后他带领的这个世俗的法塔赫机构啊，组建了政府。
But his party was very corrupt, and they just looked after themselves and their families.
但是众所周知，这个法塔赫他是非常非常腐败的，他只照顾他们自己的领导人，照顾他们自己的家人。
And as a result, the Islamist party Hamas won the 2006 election.
因为这个原因，在2006年的时候，这个伊斯兰组织哈马斯，他就在2006年的选举当中获胜。
But Fatah, Yasser Arafat's party, would not allow them to form government.
但是那个亚瑟阿拉法特带领的这个法塔赫，他们不允许哈马斯组建政府。
And Israel arrested many of Hamas's politicians.
然后以色列这一方呢，他们也逮捕了很多的这个哈马斯的政客。
Hamas responded by taking control of Gaza, and a war with Fatah resulted.
然后这个哈马斯他的那个反应呢，他的反击就是他控制加沙地带，所以这个约旦和西俄河在法塔赫哈，加沙地带变成了哈马斯，然后他们这个法塔赫和哈马斯之间进行交战。
Although there's supposed to be elections every 5 years,
虽然这个巴勒斯坦这个地区每五年就应该进行一次选举。
There's been no election since.
然后哈马斯执政以后就再没有选举了。
The Hamas government ruled the Gaza Strip very harshly.
然后哈马斯政府对这个加沙地带的控制是非常严格的。
They became very unpopular with the people of Gaza.
然后其实他们的人民都非常痛恨他们。
In a poll before October 7th, only 27% of the people said they would vote for Hamas if an election was held.
然后在10月7号的这个恐袭之前的话，当时做了一个民意调查，就是显示只有27%的人，如果在以色列这个地巴勒斯坦这个地区再次选举的话，他们只有27%愿意再投哈马斯。
The Gaza Strip was receiving one of the highest levels of international aid per capita in the world.
然后在加沙地带的话，他们是世界上人均获得国际援助最高水平的地方。
Billions of dollars have been poured into it for its 2.3 million people.
然后就是他们的人口总共只是有230万，但是有成千上亿的资金都是投入到这230万省人口上面。
And many of its people live in dire poverty.
可是非常讽刺的是，很多的他们的大部分的居民，几乎是全部的居民，他们都生活在极度的赤贫当中。
Cement, which was donated for building schools and hospitals,
然后他们捐助给他们的水泥，本来是用来建医院学校的。
Has been used to construct 500 kilometers of underground tunnels to manufacture and store explosives.
确实被那个哈马斯具有，他们开始用这些钱来建立500公里的这个地下隧道，在那里头又制造存储炸弹。
So many Gazans blame Hamas for their poverty.
所以其实是加沙人他们自己会指责哈马斯造成他们这种贫困的状态。
And each week, 20,000 Gazans would travel into Israel and back for work.
然后在每个星期，大概有20,000的那个加沙人，他们会穿过以色列的一些检查站，到以色列去工作。
Under President Trump, the Abraham Accords were signed in 2020.
然后在2020年的时候，那个特朗普当时斡旋了这个亚伯拉罕协议。
They allowed a mutual recognition and trade between Israel.
但是他当时就实现了以色列和一些国家的关系和贸易正常化。
And the Muslim nations of the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco, and Sudan.
然后这个他是跟四个国家哈，阿联酋、巴林、苏丹和摩洛哥。
Emirates.And they were planning to sign one with Saudi Arabia.
他们其实就在这四国家之外，他们还是准备跟沙地阿拉伯也把它加入到这个亚伯拉罕协议当中。
And the October 7 attacks may have been designed to stop this process.
但是因为其实他们是跟以色列签嘛，所以那个加沙人他们绝对会被边缘化，所以他们其实很多人认为10月7号这个恐袭就是想要破坏他们跟沙地阿拉伯之间的谈判。
If Saudi Arabia and Israel agreed together, then the Palestinians would be left out of the equation.
Yeah, 如果他们这个以色列跟这些很多的沙特阿拉伯跟很多的这个阿拉伯国家去签订协议的话，然后他们就会把这个哈马斯他们带领的这个加沙地带给边缘化。
So October the 7th was seen as a military success by Hamas.
对十月七号这个安息日的袭击，对哈马斯来说，他们认为它是他的一个军事胜利。
3,000 militants invaded Israel.
当时有三千名恐怖分子袭击了那个以色列。
And they were told by their leaders to follow the command from the Quran.
他们的上级给他们指令其实是摘自于古兰经。
In Surah 9:5, it says, "Kill the unbelievers wherever you find them."
就是说，你只要看到非信徒，你就必杀无疑，就要杀掉他。
As a result, 200 civilians were killed. Babies were machine gunned. 1,200.
然后大概有1200名的那个以色列人被杀死，然后躺在婴儿床的小孩被用机枪扫射。
Women were violated, people burnt alive, and 250 taken as hostages.
然后有妇女有被强奸，然后人被捆起来烧死，还有250名的人口被挟持带回了加沙地带。
And these were war crimes.
然后这些都是战争罪。
But all the actions that were carried out by Hamas terrorists are all recorded in the wars and fighting by Muhammad and the first Muslims.
但是哈马斯他们这些的这种暴行哈，其实在穆斯林他们的战争史当中都有记载。
So in doing these things, they were only following Muhammad's practice or his sunnah.
然后其实他们哈马斯他们这些做，他们只是沿袭了穆罕默德他们在第一世纪当中他们的一些做法。
Hamas has a history of using human shields to protect their fighters.
然后哈马斯他们的惯用人体盾牌来保护他们自己的战士。
And sometimes they prevented the Gazans from leaving cities, even though the city was going to be bombed.
即使他们收到情报，就说这个城市要被轰炸了，他们不让他们自己加沙人离开那个地方。
They often store their weapons in or near hospitals or schools or mosques.
然后他把他们那些据点、他们的弹药库都给他设置在那个医院呀、学校啊、清真寺旁边。
And as a result, there's been this massive casualty of civilians.
Yeah, 因此就是造成大量的平民死亡。
The people ask, why won't you let the people go underground into these tunnels for shelter?
因为他们有个庞大的地下隧道体系嘛，你完全可以让你自己的平民老百姓进入到地下隧道来躲避炸弹。
Hamas said these are for our fighters.
但是哈马斯说这是给我们自己的战士的。
And the people above the ground are the responsibility of the United Nations.
Horrible, I know.
Yeah.
然后老百姓说那是 UN 的那个联合国的责任。
Hamas is calling for a ceasefire in order to exchange prisoners, the hostages, and for the release of hundreds of prisoners.
然后哈马斯他是要求停火哈，但他停火条件就是要那个交换他们的俘虏。然后人质，然后把一些他们当时以色列不是逮捕了很多巴勒斯坦人吗？要把他们释放出来。
But as the war goes on, more and more civilians are being killed.
然后随着战争的继续，哈，更多的平民再次丧生。
It's nearly about 40,000 people.
但目前来说，大概有4万巴勒斯坦人丧生。
This conflict looks like it will have no easy end.
我们看到这个战争好像都没有尽头。
Both Israel and Palestine, or some within Israel and some within Palestine, are committed to wiping each other out.
就像我们上堂课讲过哈，以色列内部、哈马斯还有伊斯兰组织，他们其实都有彼此想要消灭对方的一些人。
And both of them have said they will continue fighting to the end.
然后他们也说我们会战斗到底。
So it's hard to see a good outcome from this war.
所以从这个角度来说，这个战争好像没有什么好的一个解决办法。
The only way is an enforced two-state solution.
然后唯一的办法就是需要去强制这个两国方案。
And I think the international community will need to force both sides to negotiate.
所以这个国际社会需要去施加压力哈，来达到两国方案能够落实。
And then force them to live side by side without violence.
然后要求他们能够和平共处哈。
That's the political solution.
这是政治解决方案。
But as Christians, we have a different approach.
但是作为基督徒来说，我们的想法是不一样的。
We believe that only Jesus can provide the full solution to this problem.
我们知道只有耶稣基督能够对这个问题带来一个全满的圆满的解释和解决。
Saul, before he became Paul, was a terrorist like the Hamas fighters.
然后扫罗在那个变成保罗之前，他也是就像哈马斯战士一样，他也是个恐怖分子。
He was seeking to drag people away from the one true God by the use of violence.
他是想要通过这个暴力的方式把人们从认识唯一真神那边带走。
However, the Lord Jesus met him on the road to Damascus.
但是耶稣基督在他去大马士革的路上遇见了他。
And Jesus turned Saul the persecutor into Paul the preacher.
所以耶稣基督把这个扫罗这个迫害人的人，然后变成了一个保罗这个传道家。
So there's hope for even the most fearsome terrorist.
所以即使是最佳最最恐怖的恐怖分子都是有希望的。
In the last 40 years, we've seen God at work in the Muslim community.
在过去的40年中，我们看到耶稣基督他在穆斯林社区当中做的工作。
We've seen more Muslims come to faith in this last 40 years than in the previous 1400 years.
在过去40年当中，有比过去1400年都有更多的这个穆斯林他们接触了耶稣基督。
So this is a time of reaping the harvest.
所以这是一个丰收的季节。
Jesus says, "As the Father sent me, so I send you."
耶稣基督说，就像父亲差派了我，我差派你。
And this sending can take many different forms.
这种差派它是有很多种不同的形式的。
Each one of us is called to serve God, but in different ways.
然后每个人都会以不同的方式来服侍神。
For some of you, it might mean to travel across the world and learn a new language.
对有些人来说，也许你是旅游世界，然后学习一个新的语言。
You may need to live in a foreign country to share the good news of Jesus.
也许你需要住在一个不同的国家哈，来去分享耶稣基督的福音。
My wife and I did this for 21 years in Muslim countries in Asia and the Middle East.
我和我的太太在这个中东还有在亚洲的很多的穆斯林国家，在过去21年当中生活。
But you may not be able to go for a variety of reasons.
不管原因是什么哈，也许你是做不到这一点的。
Your calling may be to pray for and to financially support foreign missionaries.
然后你的那个护照也许就是为这些国外宣教士祷告，为他们提供一些资金上的支持。
And I encourage you to do that, particularly today, as we have the call for ministry for the funds for ministry for the ministry fund here.
因为我们在今天有那个筹款募捐的这个活动哈，我也鼓励大家能够这样去参与。
Or your ministry could be something here in Australia.
然后或者是你也可以参与一个澳大利亚的施工。
Each week we have an outreach to Muslim people in the center of the city.
然后每周的时候，我们都会在市中心有一个宣教站。
You're free to come and join us with that.
大家欢迎参加我们的施工。
Or it might be just to walk across the street and to meet your neighbor.
或者就是过条马路跟你的邻居打个招呼。
You can develop a friendship with them and at the appropriate time share the good news of Jesus with them.
可以跟他们交朋友，合适的时候可以跟他们分享福音。
If you want to learn more about Islam, we're having a training day next Saturday.
然后，如果大家想要对伊斯兰，有更多的认识的话，我们下周六有一个培训日。
That will include a visit to a mosque not far from here.
这还有一个就是在这附近有个清真寺哈，可以带大家到清真寺参观一下。
So if you're interested in that, please get in touch with me.
如果大家有兴趣的话，请大家跟我联系。
There are so many ways that you can be a witness for Jesus.
我们有非常各种各样的方式哈，能够让我们见证耶稣。
Our world is in a desperate state.
我们的世界是处于一个非常绝望的状态。
What we're seeing in Israel and Palestine is just a symptom of this.
我们先看到以色列和巴勒斯坦发生的问题，只是背后有更大问题的一个小小的一个迹象。
So I encourage you just to seek after God and ask Him how you can be involved in His mission.
所以我鼓励大家能够去寻求神，看你如何能够参与到这个事工当中。
Thank you and God bless you.
谢谢大家，神祝福大家。